Well, yes, later in the day, we witnessed this incredible, incredible comeback or choke job, however you want to refer to it, in the Giant Bronco game. But a few hours before that, we were watching football get set back by about 50 years, watching the horribleness that was the New York Jets losing to the Carolina Panthers 13-6 to begin the Aaron Glenn era 0-7. And we talk about it with the great Joe Beningo, and his Monday call-in with us is brought to you by Approved Oil. Visit freezetherate.com, H.O. Gross Jewelers of Garden City, Tor Lord Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you, and by Audi Manhattan, where luxury meets excellence. Another Sunday, another wasted Sunday, as the Jets suck again. How are you, Joe?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm not doing too bad. I could be a lot better. Let me say, first of all, thank you again to the great Sean Winters for inviting me to the game yesterday, and my wife there, my son. It was a great day, beautiful day, great weather, and then the game started. And then the game started. So, yeah, I'm going to start with this, okay? I'm going to get right to the crux of the major problem that the New York Jets have, and that's the owner, Woody Johnson. You know, let's tell it like it is. And I don't know, who was it, him? Was it Glenn? A combination of the two. These two geniuses that signed off on letting a Hall of Fame, first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback who wanted to be here say, get lost, okay? And ever since that move, that is a move that I as a Jet fan look at now as one of the worst moves in the history of the franchise. I mean, it is right up there.
Right, but Joe, don't you think that's short term? In the long term, is it going to be good or no?
But Teague, could I have a football season? First of all, he's not going to be here. He's not our quarterback for the next 10 years. We could have had this guy, had a competitive year.
Oh, okay? I see what you're saying. So instead of Justin Fields,
right.
You do a year, or maybe if he's really good, two, with Aaron Rodgers, you're already paying him anyways.
So why
move on and go get somebody who's so significantly worse and now probably not even going to start anymore?
Right. And now maybe it would affect our draft position a little bit. You know, maybe we'd be a little better. But we talked about it every week, Teague. We talk about it. There's so many damn quarterbacks out there in college football. I don't know. There's going to be probably, maybe I'm crazy, I would say 8 to 10 guys who are going to be first-round draft choices that are quarterbacks in college.
Right now.
Right. And to me, it's all about picking the right guy. I don't know who the right guy is. Is Mendoza the right guy? I mean, I don't know. Is he? I don't know that. Is Sellers the right guy? Even how about this kid Pavia at Vanderbilt, who I watched, you know, beat LSU on Saturday? You know, I don't know who it is. But I don't know if I want the combination of Aaron Glenn and this guy Muji, whatever his name is, making the call. Do I want these guys making the – Ev, do you want these guys making the call on our quarterback?
I'm scared right now because look at the replacement Aaron Rodgers replaced. He replaced Russell Wilson and he replaced Justin Fields. Justin Fields is 0-6 here and got pulled. So obviously Steeler coaching knows how to get more out of players than we do. Mm. And so if they draft, let's say Fernando Mendoza's the truth, will he be ruined by this coaching staff?
Right. That's 100%
and
right.
And that's what, to me, that's what the next 10 weeks are about. I mean, I'd like to be entertained. I'd like to win some games. But they almost have to prove to us and ownership, if they're paying attention, can you trust them to develop the next quarterback of this team?
There's no reason to think that we should.
You're right.
I mean, but you know what, though? Really, seriously, as I said before, it comes down to this owner. Woody, are you kidding me? I know all the Jet, but you're all out there listening. All the people in Jetland that can't stand me are all over there right in Florham Park. They got their little minions that listen to everything that's said about the franchise. Okay, right? You know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I am throwing this out there to Mr. Johnson, okay? You know, Woody, you and I got a lot more in common than you probably think, and I don't want to get into that. But one thing isn't that you are a terrible freaking owner. Give me 40. I want a 40-minute sit-down in a closed room somewhere with Woody Johnson. Are you listening to that, people in Florham Park? Woody,
what are you going to say to him?
Oh, I got a lot to say. Hey, give me a half hour, and let's talk about this woebegone franchise, which is the worst franchise in professional sports. How much more can the Jet fan take? I mean, all my guys, we were all there. I know you went to the game yesterday, even though I didn't see you, but everybody was there. Like I said, I mentioned the great Sean Winters. Ira in Staten Island was there. My buddy Tommy Keenan was there. My buddy Joe Jett was there. All these guys, right, Eddie Anzalone was there, Fireman Ed. Everybody is there at this game, okay? You know, we're 0-6, but here we are because we have this love-hate relationship with this freaking franchise. All right? Enough is enough. If this guy goes 0-17 or 2-15, you're bringing this guy back? You're going to trust these people to be the guys to develop this quarterback? You got to be kidding me. I mean, I'm delirious, Ev, and we have hit. We are at rock bottom.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. It's absolute rock bottom.
Well, Joe, the only thing that, you know what tells you that it's week seven, and you're talking about who's going to be your quarterback,
right?
In the draft,
right? Right.
We're not talking about maybe Tyrod Taylor gives a better chance next week. You're talking about who you're drafting in 2026,
right? And we got 10 games. And Evan Tiki, we got 10 games.
I know.
I got to deal with this for 10 more games. You got to be kidding me.
It was. So I was sitting all the way upstairs in the 300s, and there is a sadness in that building. There is a depression in that building.
Unbelievable.
And, like, early in the game, and this was the discussion upstairs, I'm sure you were having it, even though it didn't matter, which is, when do we pull Justin Fields? He sucks.
Right.
When do you make the decision? Look. I think he got it right. I mean,
By the way, can I say this, Ed?
Yes.
He should have left him in the game when Fields went out of the game with that concussion when he got that cheap shot in the second quarter.
Oh, yes, yes.
He should have just left him in the game there.
And
I want to go to two plays in this game yesterday that really were the difference in the game in my mind, okay? First one was during that sequence when Taylor hits, I don't know, one of these stiffs, Reynolds or Johnson, you know, these guys who aren't even NFL receivers. That's another problem we have.
Right.
You know, he hits them on like the 5-yard line. Oh, but wait a minute. There's an illegal shift penalty. I think it was on Lazard.
Alan Lazard.
How is Lazard still on his team? Mm. They would have scored there probably. That's number one. The second one. And this is all on Tyrod.
Oh, the trick play, right?
Oh, my God. He's got Lazard wide open for a touchdown. He underthrows him.
Oh, Joe, but you know what the crazy thing is? That ball still hit Alan Lazard dead in the chest.
He stinks. Alan Lazard stinks.
Hit him in the chest.
He had more penalties than catches yesterday, Alan
Lazard.
What
kills me about our receivers, and specifically Lazard, and I don't know how he did what he was because he had Rodgers in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching the Giant game after I come home, and I'm watching guys for the Broncos. Who was it that made that play, the last catch that was made, the 22-yard catch?
Oh, Sutton.
Was it
Sutton?
Yeah, Cortland Sutton. He's got two guys hanging on. Even the other one, the one before that to Mims, there were three Giants there. Even another Denver receiver was getting in his way, and this guy comes up with the ball. Can I see somebody come up? Can Lazard go up and catch the damn ball?
No, dude, and that's the same thing on defense, too. Can someone make a play? Like, J.C. Horn made a freaking incredible play for an interception. No one on this team, on offense or defense, makes a play, like a big play.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And dude, the most exciting part of that game yesterday was actually that trick play. Because you could see it develop. It's like, whoa,
it was there. And he's right in front of me. Was there.
And Tyrod screwed it up by underthrowing him.
Right.
But to Tiki's point, Al Lazard, it's on his chest.
Al Lazard stinks. And then he throws the pick on the next play. Now, I'm going to ask you this because I'm in the stadium and maybe you saw it better than me. The second interception Taylor throws, it looked like the guy put the ball on the ground. Now, am I wrong or right about that? Because to me, Glenn could have challenged that. He had already won two challenges, so you got a third challenge.
So, I give you an answer on this one because I'm in the building, thought the same thing, especially the replay they showed.
Right.
I texted a buddy of mine, and I ended up seeing the video. It was a catch.
Right.
It was just
that one? What happened in that one?
It was the J.C. Horn
interception.
That was where
he puts the ball on it on the ground
down the sideline. Right.
Yeah, it was
another bad throw. But
definitely.
It was a catch, and they couldn't challenge it because it was a turnover. So the league had to on their own review it because all turnovers are subject to review.
So it wasn't even
a Glenn thing,
right?
And
I see.
It was a catch, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. I didn't even have, I don't know how you felt about the opening drive when he went for it on fourth down.
He should have kicked the field goal, bro.
Well, I didn't have a problem with it, but if we had a real quarterback, You know, this guy, if I'm not mistaken, that play, I think that he missed the receiver by, he threw it behind him like 5 yards.
Yes.
If I remember correctly,
he did.
On a play.
He did. It's it. And the thing we thought, and in the first drive, you saw this, using Justin Fields' legs, like scramble a little bit, or design runs.
Right.
He only had 3 carries.
We talked about this every week.
100%, man. This is how he's going to find success.
About this.
Is using his legs to get in space and do something athletic. And eventually, hopefully, he develops into a thrower that you need. And it baffles me, Joe, is week one against the Steelers, he looked like a competent NFL quarterback who could throw the ball.
Yeah, I didn't
and
get that.
Ever since then, he's afraid to do it.
Yeah,
and I don't understand that. I don't know if he's being instructed not to do that or he's just scared to do it. But you can't play quarterback in the NFL if you're not going to try to get the ball to your guys, even if there's sometimes bad throws.
Well, you know, the amazing thing, and this is so Jettian, is that we have a quarterback who's absolutely horrible, and the guy hasn't thrown an interception.
I know.
Think about that.
I know.
And he stinks. I mean, come on. Only the Jets could this be the case.
And look, I wish they had a competent quarterback, but because Justin Fields is so freaking bad, that's why on that opening drive, I want him to kick the field goal because I knew the only way they were going to win this game, and they could have, was to win this game 12-9. That was their only way.
Or the defense
was magically going to force a turnover, but we know that only happens once every 8 weeks.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We still have, speaking of interceptions, 7 games without one. How about that?
It's incredible.
We still have a pick.
It's incredible.
Oh, my God. I am so disgusted. And I don't see where it ever ends. I mean, I don't see where it ends. We got to get a big, we really do. We got to get a veteran head coach in here. Let's be real about it. All due respect to Aaron Glenn. I know he's got 10 games left this year. We need a veteran head coach in here that we can rely on to develop a quarterback that knows what he's doing going forward, because I don't see it. This offensive coordinator, hit him too.
He's a little bit out over his skis, it feels like. But the question, and Evan and I were talking about this before the show, if it gets so bad, let's say the Jets win 1 game, 2 game, whatever it is, or none, doesn't matter.
Who are they beating, Teague, by the way?
Exactly. So let's say none.
Miami?
And they fire their head coach.
Right.
Who's going to willingly take this job?
You know what?
Because we saw this last year. Like Ben Johnson didn't even want to be in the conversation.
I'm all for John Gruden. I know John Gruden had that issue. I think he's been blackballed. Whatever he said, I forget what the maybe you know. I don't know.
That lawsuit is
whatever.
I think it's going on a little bit now. So,
whatever. Yeah. Get me John Gruden. He would take it in a second. And you know what? At this point now, I am so desperate that I would give him the keys to the castle. Mm. You got the full show, bro. You are going to, how did Bill say it? You're going to buy the groceries and you're going to make
the
dinner.
Right.
That's what you're going to do. Because this is what we have to do something. Because where are we going? And if he brings this guy back, if he goes 2-15, now unless something happens over 10 games and he looks like all of a sudden he looks competent, they go to Tyrod and we start winning a couple games. By the way, has that happened yet or no? We don't know yet.
So what he said today was he's still thinking about it. He is still...
How could you be thinking about it?
So it's open and shut. It's Tyrod Taylor. That's my answer, right?
Of course.
It's got to be, Evan, because if he doesn't, he's going to lose the team.
I think that's another fact.
But you know what?
You know what? I'm watching this game too, but we got no players, bro. Mm. We got no receivers outside of Garrett Wilson. Okay, Mason Taylor looks like a nice play. He's not a game breaker in any stretch. And let's be real about this: this offensive line, they're terrible.
Yeah.
I understand he's holding the ball, but you know we got 5 sacks against Dallas, 9 sacks last week. This team had 5 sacks all year. They got 6 yesterday. come on. This offensive line isn't so freaking good either. You got this guy Simpson getting a stupid personal
every
foul.
Game. Every game
what
he commits a dumbass
doing?
Penalty.
What are you doing? I can't. Oh my God. I can't take it. I'm really. This is about as bad as I've ever felt as a fan of this football team.
No question.
I really got
to
say it.
No, it's not even close. Like, I think back to all the dark times in Jet history, and there's been plenty.
Mm-hmm.
I think this takes the cake. And a part of it is we are talking about a decade and a half now of not even experiencing a playoff or a decade of not even being above 500. Like, eventually it takes your toll on you, and they suck. That's the ultimate thing. They're boring. They
not just
really
suck?
Are.
They're bored. I mean, I'm trying to teach my kid football. I'm trying to get him into football. We're in the stadium. It's a beautiful day.
Did you take Jet yesterday?
I did. And
how
I
old
feel...
is he now?
He's 9 years old now.
No, and you're really destroying the poor kid.
I am.
You're making the kid a Jet and Med fan. Tiki, he's making him a Jet and Med fan.
Well, I think he has a chance with the Jets. Or with the Mets. He has a chance with the Mets.
Yeah, okay.
But Jet,
there's a chance.
But Joe, here's the worst part.
It's a different kind of pain with the Mets.
Right.
And to tack it all
good
off.
Good enough, but not quite.
And to, right.
to make it worse, Friday night, we'll be in Barclays Center for Brooklyn Nets opening night.
Oh, you go up there. Who do they play in opening?
Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell.
Are they playing Cleveland, too, like the Knicks are?
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's going to be a fun night.
Brooklyn Nets. Bro, that's pain, bro.
Oh,
I mean, I really, you know what I mean?
And you've said this, and I'm going to answer it as someone who roots for both teams. You've said, look, and I've heard you say it on Saturday, which I always listen to. You're like, bro, the Jets are the worst organization in sports. Maybe the Nets are close.
Mm. Right.
The Nets are a nightmare. They're a disaster. What a disappointment. They're not the Jets. The Jets are number one. I don't even think it's that close. I think the Jets are far worse than them, saying something.
At least the Nets make the playoffs occasionally, right? You know, you did have Durant, and you had Harden, and you had Kyrie, and you had Pierce, and you had Garnett. I mean, you had some guys on the team at some point.
And you also feel like you like your head coach.
Yeah, I think I like my head coach in Jordan.
You like the head coach?
I do. He feels like a good coach. Not he doesn't have the talent, but he feels like a good coach.
But the Jets are in an abyss.
Maybe the White Sox? Can we put the White Sox in there?
You know why I can't put them in there?
They won a World Series now. It's 20 years ago now that they won it.
Okay, we're 50 years ago.
I mean, it's actually 57.
57, sorry.
Remember, I was 15, now I'm 72.
think about that. The White Sox are so bad. Meanwhile, they've won a championship in like a quarter of the distance.
You know, the highlight of the game yesterday was watching some highlights of like Gastineau and Freeman McNeil, you know, back 40 years ago. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I can't even begin. I just can't begin.
Would you deal Breece Hall before the deadline?
I would deal anybody at this point. Mm. I am at the point now where I would try, and I feel bad for Breece because, you know, he's a better player than what he's doing because they threw two passes to the freaking guy early in the game. You don't throw it another pass to him. We don't even have – when is the last time, Ev, that we actually threw a screen pass? We don't even have – I haven't seen a screen pass for the Jets in years. Years, right? Years.
No, doesn't make any sense. They used
him – they'd have Tiki in the backfield, right? And they'd have Tiki running up the middle every freaking time. It would be unbelievable.
Look, it was early. Again, back to game one. They did a lot of different stuff.
You could catch 70 passes a year.
Right.
I mean, come on.
By the way, I was on some bad teams, Joe, and that's exactly what would happen. I'd catch 75 passes.
You did. You did.
Because there was
nowhere
else to go.
But then you became one of the top backs in the game. I mean, you know, it's not for a period of time the best there was.
But you know what it is, Joe? Teams don't have patience anymore for that. Especially for a running back, because you feel like you can get another one.
That's true.
In the draft. There's three guys coming out every year, and you don't get chance to develop players like running backs anymore. Maybe wide receivers you'll give a couple of chances, clearly, but not running backs. Too many of them.
If we trade Breece, who's our feature running back? Davis?
Isaiah Davis at this point.
Allen's out for the year, right?
Well, I think, unfortunately, at this point, the answer is it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
They're so bad. So, like, there's going to be a point, I'm not sure when I'm there yet, you may get there too, where we're like, screw Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields, let's see Brady Cook. Let's just find out. Why not?
Well, I could see a scenario where you start Taylor and Cook's the backup. You know, I think I could see that scenario happening, where Fields is the third quarterback.
Yeah, but you're stuck with him unless you're eating a lot of money.
Well, they're going to eat a lot of money.
Oh, they're going to eat. They gave this guy $30 million. I mean, guaranteed. How about – and here's another thing. Glenn is so freaking arrogant. This guy has done – I know he was a very good player. I love him as a player. I mean, I got to tell you, like I said, next to Revis, he's the best corner we ever had. And I've seen them all, okay? He was a terrific player, no doubt about it. But he's so arrogant. Give me a break. You have won nothing. You have not even won a game as a head coach. And there's this arrogance about him. Really? You got to be kidding. But again, the letting Aaron Rodgers go, they still could have drafted a quarterback and would have next year. Letting Aaron Rodgers go was one of the worst decisions in the history of this franchise. Mm. And I blame the owner, Woody Johnson, because even if Aaron Glenn didn't want him, Woody could have said, look, he's the quarterback. He could have done that.
Right.
And I don't know if they would have got along, but he would have got along pretty good if we started winning some games.
Well, the thing he would have done, Joe, is that because the receiving core is not, I mean, other than Garrett Wilson, who missed
right.
this game.
They got nobody.
At least he makes, in theory, your wide receiving core better.
Right. That's right.
Justin Fields isn't doing that.
No, there's no question about it. I mean, what else can I say? And then I came home and I watched the Giant game. I couldn't believe it. Let me say this about the Giants, okay? All right? I don't know if they have a coach. I don't know about the coach. But they got a quarterback. This kid is good.
Yeah,
I know
he threw
a bad pick late in the game.
There's no doubt about it, Joe.
It should, but you know what's funny about that game? So tell me if you were thinking this, Teak, all right, as I'm watching this game. The worst thing that happened to the Giants in this game was him scoring that touchdown with 40 seconds to go.
I thought the same thing, Joe.
Right?
They were reviewing it, and they were like, it's a touchdown. I was like, dude, let it not be a touchdown.
Right. If he didn't score it, I think it was only first down. Wasn't that first down?
Yes, yep.
Right. If just turn around and hand it off to Cam Scatabu. You score on the next play, and it'll be 12 seconds left.
Right, and the game's over.
Right.
And they can't come back.
100%. I thought the exact same thing. They scored too quick.
Yeah. They really did. And if it was funny. I mean, that he got in, and that really came back to kill him. But, that forget the outcome of the game. I get it was a brutal loss and all of that, But this kid is – he's the real deal.
No, I agree.
I don't know about the coach, but the kid is the real deal.
And just think, we could have had him too.
Oh, my God.
But we went Armand Membu, and we'll take a shot at a quarterback next year.
Yeah. Okay, Woody.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here. I don't live. I'm 45 minute drive to see you at Florham Park. Okay, I'm ready. Tell all you people there at Florham Park, all you Jet people, all you Yes people for the Jets. Okay, I'm here. I'm a real Jet fan. I've been here since 1965. You want to go through the history of the team? We could talk however long you want. Give me freaking Woody. Woody, talk to me, Woody. Because somebody needs to get your head where it needs to be about this freaking football team. And if you don't want to do it, sell the damn team, okay?
Well said.
Sell the damn team.
We need the Woody Joe B Summit. So, Woody, if you're listening, have some guts and talk to a guy who's the unquestioned king of pain as a Jet fan. Have the discussion.
Great song by Sting and the Police. That's the king of pain. We all are, bro. It's not just me. There's a lot of guys. I just happen to be able to talk on the air here. But please, Woody, see me, okay? You know who I am. See me. You called me way back when you wanted the stadium on the west side, and I was wrong about the west side stadium. We should have had that, okay? I was against it at the time because of the tailgating. I was 100% wrong. You called me then to try to convince me about it. He did. This is going back when I was working with you.
Yeah.
He called me then, all right? Call me now, and let's talk about our football team.
Amen. Joe, always good talking to you, man.
Pleasure to
see you. See you.